Our community connection brought to you this morning by Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move. Also by Tallgrass Motors and by First Baptist Church. We'll talk United Way when we continue in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
And focusing on the Bartlesville Regional United Way, as we get the opportunity to do during campaign time. They recently announced their $2 million goal, and I think the Sporting Clays tournament has concluded now. Don't have the numbers on that, but it is still ongoing. The Sporting Clays coming up on October 3rd. It was the golf tournament that has pretty well come through. Steve Williams joining us this morning from Elder Care, as one of the agencies that's part of the fund drive. Good morning, Stevie.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
Nice to have you in here. And it's just United Way Fund Time is an exciting opportunity for me to spotlight all of the different programs that are funded by United Way dollars. Jennifer's in to talk Elder Care, but I get a bonus time with you this morning. Thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you, and I'm happy to be here to represent Elder Care as well as United Way.
Yeah, and the different campaigns in the businesses, some are already well in progress, others starting a little bit later, but it's an exciting time to get things going with United Way.
Yes.
Let's see, fund goal $2 million overall, and this is an opportunity for people to be able to give and support those programs. They can either allow the United Way to choose those dollars where they go, or if they choose to, for instance, in your case, they could designate their gift towards Elder Care all the way through if they chose to.
Right.
When it comes to United Way dollars, we can get the program going here and talk with a little bit about the United Way drive. But Elder Care, one of the recipients, what is being funded by United Way dollars for Elder Care?
At Elder Care, the United Way dollars fund our Daybreak program, which is our adult day health center, and our case management, where we have case managers who are advocates for seniors' well-being in our community and surrounding communities, and our in-home program, where we can go into the home and help people with housekeeping and chore services.
And that is a really neat service because it doesn't matter whether family is just down the street or whether family is on one of the other coasts. It's nice to know that someone is going in with mom or dad or aunt or uncle or grandpa or whatever and just checking in on them every once in a while.
Right. It is especially nice for adult children that live out of town to know that their parents are being well taken care of and somebody is being an advocate for them.
Yeah. And this has been going on, I'm not sure how many years, but a couple of decades at least.
Right. Well, Elder Care was founded in 1983.
Okay. And I know that there are certain core programs that are part of Elder Care. This one, Daybreak, some of the others have been around for seemingly for forever. But you're innovating, you're adding new programs along the way too.
Yes. Actually, our Golden Opportunities program, which is our social networking group, is celebrating its 10th anniversary this Thursday.
Wow. That's amazing. That was a fun announcement that we made the first time we were talking about on the air. I can't believe it was 10 years, though.
Yes.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Right.
About how many people do you serve with the Medical Advocate program?
Well, overall, we serve about 800 clients each month. So some of those clients, are involved in several programs, mm-hmm. and some of them are just involved in one program. That's kind of the nice thing is we can sort of be a one-stop shop for people and help them in a lot of ways, whether it be in the home or with Daybreak, or our adult day health center where they can come and spend the day, mm-hmm. or with physical therapy or with social networking, so they can kind of take advantage of a lot of the different programs that we have to offer.
Yeah, kind of offer a menu of services, and maybe they needed it 6 months ago, but they don't necessarily now, or didn't need it 6 months ago, but now they do. So it works all the way around.
Right. Right.
Some of the other things you mentioned, the Golden Opportunities Program, that's kind of, you don't have to be a member, but there are certain perks of becoming a member.
Right. If you become a member of Golden Opportunities, you get discounts on classes and trips. We have fitness classes and education classes, and then we take day trips and sometimes overnight trips.
I think you got one coming up to Branson.
They just went on that trip.
Okay.
Yes. But our Golden Hour, which will be this Thursday night, is a free social event. And like I said, this will be our 10th anniversary. It's this Thursday at 5:30. And we have a band from Tulsa called The Lighter Side that is coming up. And they're always a favorite. So it'll be a lot of fun. We have special appetizers and food and dessert. So it'll be a fun evening.
Yep. We may or may not be quite there, but September, October starts flu shot time.
Right.
Yeah.
The first flu shot clinic is Saturday, October 1st, and then it's every Tuesday in October after that. It's from 9 a.m. to noon and from 1 to 4 p.m. each day. And on the Tuesdays, you can also have a free balance screening with no appointment necessary. So you can come in and get your flu shot and have a free balance screening, which is always a great assessment to see how you are doing on your balance.
This is, by the way, National Balance Awareness Week.
Is that right?
Just starting today. A week to develop public awareness of balance and balance disorders. So you're right on track on that.
Yes. It is very important to make sure that your balance is good as you age, because if it's not, you can fall, and which can really risk your independence. You know, you can end up in the nursing home or having to have surgery or rehab. So we really try to prevent people from falling.
And that's so important. Some of the other things you do kind of related to the balance is your physical therapy program. And by the way, laws have changed a little bit. You don't require a doctor's order to get started on many forms of physical therapy now.
Right. And our physical therapy program is, we specialize in people age 60 and older, but we take patients of all ages. Our appointments are one-on-one with your physical therapist. And we've started a new program that's really neat called Power Moves. And this is for people with Parkinson's disease. Mm-hmm. And it stands for Parkinson Wellness Recovery. And participants can come in and they have their skilled sessions one-on-one with their physical therapist. And then once they finish that, they can be part of our Power Moves class. And this is where it promotes force, pace, varied sequence, functional movement patterns. And it really has helped our participants that have participated in that. One gentleman even said that he's experienced increase in stamina and muscle tone, resulting in better balance and posture.
Wow, that's some major advances. And I know people, I've talked with others who have taken part in it, and they can go in for a few sessions and really see marked results with just a relatively short time.
Yes.
Yeah. Some of the other things you've got, I want to mention again on the flu shot clinics, those are covered by Medicare for recipients on that. So it's basically free to Medicare recipients.
Right. We file with Medicare, so people just need to bring in their Medicare card or supplemental insurance. If somebody is not on Medicare yet and they would like to pay cash, it's $50 for the flu zone high dose or $30 for the regular dose.
Yeah, check with your physician, but many doctors will say for seniors to go ahead and get the high dose. So check with your doctor.
Yes, age 65 and older.
Right. Some of the other things that we've got going on this month, we kind of, again, touched on a little bit of your Senior Strategies program, but I want to get a little bit more detail on that one, too.
Yes. Every Tuesday in September, we have a Senior Strategies seminar. Tomorrow will be Jan Dreiling, who's a practicing attorney and retired district judge, and she always draws a big crowd when she comes to elder care.
Well, she's just fun to hear.
She is, and she's so knowledgeable. She's going to presenting a seminar titled Protect Yourself with the Durable Power of Attorney. And then the last seminar of our series this year will be on September 27th, and Lisa Roll, who's a licensed professional counselor, actually with another United Way agency, Samaritan Counseling, will present a seminar focusing on how to calm the mind and body to help with stress. And that presentation is titled Keys for a Mindful, Vibrant Life.
Wow. That's neat, the way it just, the United Way agencies tend to overlap just a little bit to make sure that there's a handshake going on. You try whenever possible not to duplicate services, but sometimes you want to run up right up to it to get that handshake, so to speak, between the two agencies.
That's true.
Yeah. Let's see. We talked about physical therapy. We talked a little bit about the flu shot clinic. Medicare Part D counseling, this is just the time of year when plans change, can change. People need to evaluate what they've got. Maybe they like what they've got already and the rates are great, covers everything, but never hurts to look around.
But it could change in 2017. That's the way it works, is plans change and people may not be aware of it. And yes, now's the time to call ElderCare and set up your Medicare Part D counseling session. It is free. It takes about 30 minutes for an individual or an hour for a couple. The open enrollment for Medicare Part D is October 17th through December 7th, but we're accepting appointment times right now, and that counseling session will begin October 17th. We have 3 certified Medicare Part D counselors this year, so we should have lots of opportunities for people to call and make an appointment.
And again, on those certified counselors, if I understand it correctly, they don't represent any particular program, but they're there to hopefully explain the differences and what it does and what it doesn't cover for folks.
Exactly. When people come in for their counseling session, they bring a list of all their medications, and our Medicare Part D counselor sits down with them, looks at every single medication, and goes through every single detail that sounds very confusing to me, but they have it all worked out and make it very simple for the client.
That's their job and it's not yours. So.
Yes.
We're going to continue with our community connection and highlighting at least this particular agency for the United Way. And we'll talk United Way dollars when we continue in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing our community connection on this Monday morning and switching United Way agencies just a little bit. As a matter of fact, switching communities and counties for that matter. Although ElderCare covers a multi-state area or multi-county area. I'm sorry, didn't want to try to extend you too far on that, Stevie. But moving over to Nowata County, particularly located with a facility in the city of Nowata, Treasure Standiford in from the Boys and Girls Club. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's a Monday morning, sunshine. Shining and all that good stuff, and you're out there serving youth in your communities.
We are. We're doing a great job, in my opinion, of course, is serving all kinds of youth in Nowata and the surrounding
areas. United
Way
apparently agrees, mostly.
Evidently, they do, and we are so appreciative of that. And, for those that don't know, we are one of the newest United Way agencies, and we've been an agency about a year now. Mm-hmm. And one of the fantastic programs that United Way helps us sponsor is our sticker program, yep. Student Tutoring Knowledge Retention, one of our biggest programs that we have just expanded to our entire youth center. And so we have 2 centers in Nowata now, which is our youth center for grades pre-K through 5th grade. Mm-hmm. And then we have our teen center, which is 6th through 12th. And so both are still growing and doing well. And so we are proud that we've been able to extend that sticker program to serve more youth who need it. That sticker program is all about making sure that kids are maintaining and making the right grades so that they can progress into the next grade. So they're continuing their education. They're on a path to be successful. No children that are in those services are kind of falling behind. We want to stay up with that. We want to communicate really heavily with the school system there. And Nowata Public Schools is a great partner of ours, and they've been able to help us improve our program and do some really great things. So,
well, that partnership started with the use of a facility and kind of grew from there.
It absolutely did. They're great advocates for the kids that we serve in Nowata. We are, as an organization, as a Boys and Girls Club, we're up to serving more than 1,200 youth there in the school district. there is, I think, about 1,000 kids. So we're reaching beyond just the school district there in Nowata. We actually service the Nowata School District, of course, mm-hmm. and then we have children from the Oklahoma Union School District, right. the Ulagaw School District, and then we have some country kids from the Bartlesville School District.
And so, yeah, if you're the closest program, why not?
That's absolutely, yeah.
And the academic focus is something nationally, but particularly locally, to continue to, with your sticker program and other things you got going on, and maybe ways you'd like to grow too.
Yes, absolutely. You know, Boys and Girls Clubs of America and several local Boys and Girls Clubs have Power Hour programs, which focus on academic success. Mm-hmm. And so for us, the sticker program was a spin-off of that program, and it gives us an opportunity to dive in a little bit deeper, communicate with those teachers a little bit more, get that homework. The kids say, oh, I forgot my homework. Nope, not today, because we have it right here. And so it just gives us an opportunity. Yes, it just really dives in. And then, you know, the kids are more successful. The program is more successful. And we're able to produce those kids. You know, they have that path that they're going down that's, you know, built for success. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of our plan and our goals for the sticker program.
Now, again, you mentioned you're a relatively new program, that among the newest additions to the fundings.
Yes.
But let's talk a little bit about the importance of those dollars, because we want people to give, and sometimes you'd like people to designate their dollars particularly for your program.
Absolutely. You know, United Way has given us an opportunity to really get our Boys and Girls Club of Nowata name out there. It's given us an opportunity to partner with other agencies like you were talking about earlier. There's probably not an agency that United Way has that I haven't tried to partner with, or we haven't accomplished a partnership in some way. And so United Way brings us together, and especially brought us out of Nowata into this area, and allows us the chance to expand, get our name out there, get our programs out there, and gives us a chance to bring in those additional dollars, bring in those additional volunteers who really help us dive in and become even more successful. You know, when we started down the road with United Way some years ago, you know, we were just trying to expand for the publicity and getting the knowledge out there to the communities in which that we're serving those youth in. And so we've gone strides beyond that. And so being a United Way partner has really, really, really helped our Boys and Girls Club at Nowata.
Well, that's tremendous. The importance of those dollars then really is a major spoke in your wheel of getting the job thing.
It absolutely is. Yeah. You know, with the sticker program in specific, you know, they fund us a whole lot so that we are able to provide, you know, more than we ever thought we would for that program. They've really taken into consideration the amount of kids we can serve as opposed to the amount of dollars we were getting to serve a few kids. And so they really understand the dynamics of the programming, I think, for all the organizations that are agencies with United Way. And then the resources that they're able to provide, you know, all of our organizations and the support that they give. And so they reach out beyond their limitations to help us, you know, go beyond our limitations. So.
Well, that's a great analogy. I like that. You're good at word pictures.
Good.
Well, I want to at least get the United Way overall viewpoint on this just a little bit. Kirsten's in, and you've kind of been the unseen, unheard voice in the room so far. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
And your $2 million fund goal, in one sense, ambitious, and on the other hand, I think you're confident, very achievable.
Yes,
you've
ambitious
done
and achievable. It's a good goal. I think it's going to be a challenge in our economy, but at the same time, I think Bartlesville and surrounding areas will step up, and I think they'll come through and we'll hit it.
Yeah. How have things been going so far with the golf tournament and all the other major contributors?
It's really good. The golf tournament is, of course, exhausting, and now that it's over with, we can all kind of take a deep breath and relax for, you know, 30 seconds before we get going on the next thing.
Well, at least more or less 2 weeks till the sporting clay, so you got that coming up.
Correct. And ConocoPhillips is going to have their kickoff soon, and the hospital here is wanting to do a little bit of a bigger kickoff. And so some exciting new things coming up, you know, more work, but it's a good work to have, and it's a good problem to have, being busy, because that means we're that much closer to our goal.
Yeah, and people asking for more as far as being able to get better visibility, I want to do more with my campaign, that sort of thing.
Exactly. It's awesome to see all the different businesses in town who have really stepped up this year, who are adding a second event, or who are adding, you know, a second week of jean stickers or whatever it may be, or just changing that dollar amount. That's really exciting for us to see.
For those of us that haven't gotten involved yet, and maybe work will, I'm sure a lot of the employers will, but we can make an individual effort and simply drop a check off at your headquarters.
You can, and you can also give online, BartlesvilleUW.org. We have a Give Now button on there, and you can actually sign up for reoccurring if you would like, or you can do a one-time donation through that. You can also come in and set up where we bill you monthly or quarterly. There's lots of different options, so we try to make it easy for everyone to give. And then, of course, the other two things you can do in our community is volunteer with one of our partner agencies or really any agency in town, and then advocate for us, but also our agencies. We have 14 great agencies that are doing great things in our communities that we serve.
Okay. We'll have more as the days and weeks progress with the United Way Fund Drive, an opportunity for you to give and to look for the hero in you. Let's join news from the Oklahoma News Network.
For its military. A man who could be sentenced to death if he's convicted of killing a Cherokee County rancher set for a court appearance this week. 25-year-old Paul Newberry charged with fatally shooting 88-year-old Charlie Kirk in July of last year. A court appearance scheduled today for a Marshall County man who's accused of soliciting nude pictures from an underage girl. 45-year-old David Vickers of Medill arrested last week. I'm Randy Renner, ONN News.
You never know when a brutal job will put your truck to the test. You just know that one day that job will come, and that if you have a Ram, you'll be ready. Come in now to Ram Power Days for great deals on the 2016 Ram lineup, like the Ram 1500 with a Hemi V8 with 395 horsepower. Or